The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Monday, July the 21st. We are two-thirds of the way through the month of July, so it's the seventh month. We have, we'll be celebrating Christmas before you know it. Jennifer, time to celebrate.
Hey, you know what I... This is the excitement of my life.
You're referring to me. You've said lots of things to me over the years.
I've
never said... Hey!
Well, you brought up a memory. What made me laugh this week or this weekend is QVC is doing Christmas in July. So if you need to buy a Christmas tree now,
help
it's
yourself.
Your time. Yeah, exactly.
I have one of those old Christmas trees in a box. Those old metal Christmas trees. Megan never let me use it, so I'm cleaning out the house. If anybody would like it, just call me at 800-3-
Best offer.
023684. Hey, I can run this like the Home Shopping Network.
Exactly.
What the heck? Right.
Now, would they need to come pick it up, or are you going to send it to them?
Yeah. You know, I am taken back by the fact that Jim Garner passed away over the weekend. 86. Lifelong smoker. He hadn't looked too well the last three or four times that I saw him, anyway. What a memorable... The ideas that came from him... Putting programs together, movies together, TV shows. But two doesn't remember Maverick.
Definitely iconic. I mean, he was very popular on TV before my time, but I remember him as a movie star more than anything else.
Yes.
In the movie Maverick with Mel Gibson, I think he was in that.
He played the father, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, a lot of memorable roles, things to think about. His real name was James Bumgardner. And change it to Garner for obvious reasons. And the only reason I know that is because I went to school with somebody at Heidelberg whose name was James Bumgardner, and that's how I remembered
his
real name was. Yeah, right.
Comparing him, they were talking about iconic characters on TV.
Yep.
They mentioned Tim and Jack Bauer. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
As iconic characters.
You mean
characters.
Maverick.
Maverick, yeah.
Yeah. That would be an interesting thing for us to put up if we want to do Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, Kenny. Maybe ask that. So who do you think is the most iconic television character that you remember? And both of those would come up on my list, frankly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lucy, you know.
Yep. Yeah, Lucy. All right, so Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here to go through the items that are going through our minds, through your minds, things that you need to know, things that you would like to talk about. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug@DougSteffen.com, Jennifer@DougSteffen.com, Ken@DougSteffen.com. So here we have more hoopla in the Middle East. Matter of fact, I think the way to approach this, we have a lieutenant from the Israeli Defense Forces on with us in about a half hour from now. So I think that'll give us the opportunity to really dig into what it is that's going on there. Secretary of State Kerry pointing to extraordinary circumstantial evidence in another hoo-ha. This shooting down of the airliner, video of a rocket launcher with one missile gone, which he says implicates Russia-supported rebels in the downing of that Malaysia Airlines flight. I mean, is there any real doubt, honestly, is there any real doubt that these people are up to their Mickey in it?
And why are they stealing the bodies? I guess I didn't understand that so much.
In their mind, it's evidence, and they want to keep these people away from. They've pushed reporters away. They've pushed the international agents away. They've pushed everybody away. Why doesn't somebody just go in there with enough force to push them out of the way? I mean, in this circumstance,
and hello, UN. This is where they should be shining in something like that. But
time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, it just and under the circumstances. This is a, well, there has been some, I think about the hot spots. You think about Gaza and what's going on there. There were more people killed in the Middle East. That's what I say. When we get started here every day, the things that have happened over the last 24 hours are...
It's like a death report. I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they are. So where can we go? There's a lot of wildfires. I'm in California this morning.
Actually, if we got married, we would be Kennifer.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
Where Jennifer and Ken are. So all three of us are on the West Coast and very aware of the wildfires. This is a West Coast blight. It happens in California all too much. This problem is in Washington State. Hundreds of thousands of acres, square miles, just scorched. So I might as well get all the bad stuff out of the way, right? Right out of the way. The immigration debate went on over the weekend. A lot of conversation about it, not only on the radio, but on television. And the question comes, is there really a sudden rise in the number of families and unaccompanied minors from Central America? Is it really now, or has this been going on and we're now just finding out about it? What do you think about this? The southern border, the attention to immigration, is this, some of the cynics say, this is just an attempt to get our minds off of other real problems.
Like if it were children, because I think the issue is that there's so many unaccompanied minors coming over by themselves. I think we would have heard about it before. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe not.
Well,
Why now? That's a good question. Why not? You know, why wouldn't we have heard about it a year ago?
No, but is it really a problem now? Is this just the beginning of the problem, or has this been going on?
Well, because I don't think it's the beginning of the problem. I think it's almost a culmination of a problem. That's been going on for a very long time. But the fact, I mean, people get involved. Whenever kids are involved, it becomes more humanitarian than anything
else. It's for the children.
Yeah. And then you have that sector get involved. So,
Well, let's see where this week takes us. Last week, at the end of the week, most every week, we have a poll on the top 10 talk topics of this past week. And we ask you which one is most important to you. This came up as number one. And it was number one last week. 49% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com over the weekend said the child immigration crisis is the number one issue that our country faces at the moment. Coming in second, and it was sort of a weak second, was the shooting down of the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Lois Lerner's emails. That was number three in the list of what people
thought. Did she ever find those, by the way?
You know, she has not...
still looking. She's in recovery mode.
Right, yeah. Okay. Right, yep. The drought was only 7% said that was number one. And I think a lot of these things have to do with with the where you are living. The reason I'm chuckling is because what came in at the bottom of the list was Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren working toward something in 2016. Who's going to be the Democratic presidential contestant? Yesterday.
I mean, I know she's throwing her hat in the ring or her broom, whatever Elizabeth Warren throws in the ring. But come on, really?
Well, it's very interesting to see how these things develop. And that's what we said about Barack Obama 8 years ago.
Wow, maybe. You're right.
Really knows
maybe.
Who he is.
But at least, I think, I don't know. Everybody always said, oh, he's the rising superstar. I don't hear a lot of people saying that about
Well, she's very self-serving. Yesterday, I spent the Meredith and Megan and I went to the Isle of Capistrano. And
what is the Isle of Capistrano?
I mean, Capistrano.
Oh, Catalina.
Catalina, yeah.
Like, what is the Isle of Capistrano? I live here. I'm not sure.
We went to Catalina yesterday.
How was it?
What
is it fun?
A beautiful place.
Did you
never
get the
been
golf
there
cart?
Before? Yeah, got the golf
Told
cart.
Told you about
drove
the golf
around.
Cart. Love
it. Drove around. It was really a wonderful day. And during the course of the day, we were walking up the casino that they have over there.
Which isn't a real
Wrigley's.
Casino, by the way.
Well, it is a real casino. The real meaning of casino isn't necessarily the gambling. It's not about
gambling. Well,
there you
go. But it's not like a cha-ching casino.
It isn't. No. But it's delightful. And for those of you who are looking for a nice way to spend a weekend, I would strongly suggest you get on the boat in Long Beach or Newport Beach or any number of places on the California coast and go over to Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
Those poor girls you took with them, were you singing that the whole time?
Well, actually, they have several places in the island, mostly on the casino. They have the history of the casino and the history of the island. I never realized that the Wrigley family, the Chewing Gang family, actually still owns the island. Members of the family and things that they've set up still control the island. And so it's just, it isn't the little bits and pieces, but there's a collective. When you go over there and you feel the warmth, you feel just the atmosphere of nothing really going on except people walking around having a good time. And the weather was delightful. It was really neat, neat, neat. So anyway, the reason I'm telling the story is because we got into a discussion about Hillary Clinton. Meredith was teasing me about liking Hillary Clinton, and then Megan and I started talking about Elizabeth Warren, and I'm of the opinion that Elizabeth Warren is an opportunist and kind of vapid, actually, but somebody who is going to take advantage of every political opportunity. Megan likes her, which I'm not shocked
really?
To hear.
Huh.
Yeah, no, that's...
Not
but,
shocking.
No,
huh?
Anyway, it was an interesting conversation because of the teasing I get. I just think that Hillary has a lot of experience and a lot to offer. Whether I would vote for her or not depends on who the Republicans put up. But at this point, all of the yammering going on with the Republicans, that leaves me a little bit cold. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass, it was Boston.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I don't hear the song.
Me either.
You want me to sing?
I have this feeling we're on the air, though.
I know. Do you want me to sing a little?
Would
you hear? Bad, bad, Leroy Brown. No?
Handy. All right, so it's 23. This is Monday. You can tell that it's Monday.
We sound like professionals, don't we?
The blank screen in front of us. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so normally in here, in addition to a little bit of a little excerpt from the College of Musical Knowledge, the essence of some of what can be left over from Friday night, not much left over from last Friday night in terms of the late night shows, the monologues. Jimmy Fallon, though, I think we can find him joking about the new Captain America being black.
Man, this is pretty big. Marvel just announced that its next Captain America will be black. His first storyline centers around trying to save the world while other superheroes keep asking to see his birth certificate. He's Captain America. He's from Kenya. Yeah, the next Captain America will be black. I guess he spends most of his time battling his arch rival, your uncle, at Thanksgiving.
He's not my Captain America. I didn't vote for him.
Hey. All right, so I'm halfway between here and there today, and I would be apologetic. There aren't many things that trouble me. I mean, I said about 15 minutes ago, I was troubled by all the negativity that we continue to find in terms of reporting on the news and talking about what's going on. The passing of Garner has me sort of in a...
Did you forget to meet him?
I did, in fact, yeah. And I found him very matter of fact. He was always, I shouldn't say always, I think I came across him twice in my career. And in a conversational way, he seemed very nonplus. Mm-hmm. He was, as one described him in a review of his career, the reluctant hero. The reason that he stopped doing Maverick is because people recognized his cool, easy ability to come across as somebody that is likable on screen. Whatever that presence is, you know how some people had that or have it now? likable. Mm-hmm. And so he was being paid $400 a week by Warner Brothers to star in Maverick. And so and apparently that changed quickly so that he was offered a job for $4,000 a week and decided that would be better for him than Maverick. But at any rate, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you, which of the shows or movies that Garner was in did you find to be your favorite? Was it Maverick, The Rockford Files? A lot of people are going to say The Rockford Files, probably. The Great Escape, Murphy's Romance. What a wonderful movie that was. Sally Fields. Remember that movie?
I remember that one.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember The Notebook.
He was attractive, I think. The Notebook was more recent. Those are that's how young people know him.
Yeah. Oh, that was the television show.
No, The Notebook was that movie with Ryan Gosling and I think Rachel McAdams. Was that right, Ken? And it was it was like a young coming of age love story. He was in the military, I think, Ryan Gosling. And,
really?
Yeah.
All right, so, Kenny, what are you getting for returns from people? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show on Garner and his best role.
Well, nothing on Facebook. That's not what we asked.
Oh, okay. What'd you ask?
You wanted to know who the most iconic TV
time. That's right. Yes.
Bill says Lucy Ricardo, mm-hmm. and Joanne says Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker, yeah.
Both of those are very, very good answers. Yeah.
Are there more from the past than there would be in the present? We mentioned Jack Bauer and the character who plays in 24. Or Jack Bauer, yeah, that is the character that Kiefer Sutherland plays in 24.
vice versa. I'd say probably recently, you've got Friends, you have Seinfeld, you've got maybe The Big Bang Theory, even though I don't watch that. It's popular, it's very culty.
Seinfeld might be a good choice, yeah. Mm-hmm. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Garrow LaMarche. Coming right up, Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah predicts that his friend Mitt Romney will and should run for president again in 2016. Really?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, a fellow Mormon, predicts that his friend Mitt Romney will again run for president in 2016 and win. Really?
I would never say never in politics. If you look very carefully, Mitt Romney has tried to really stay very abreast of Republican politics. He's tried to be the party elder. He just recently had a confab out in Utah where he brought together a lot of party leaders. His name's out there. Who else do we have? I think Chris Christie, and the one thing that we do have in common is we were both born in New Jersey. I think he's damaged goods. I think Jeb Bush isn't going to run, and then I think the Republicans have a pretty narrow bench. Who else is it going to be?
It's a free country. I'm slightly more sympathetic to Romney after watching that Netflix documentary about him. It made him seem a lot more human than he ever actually does in the campaign trail. He could, you know, be the William Jennings Bryan of Republican presidential politics. I think Ron's comment about the insufficiency of the bench, though, I'd be troubled by if I were Republican. I mean, the fact that one is having this conversation about Romney tells you something about the rest of the field.
That was your Both Sides Minute, today with Garrow LaMarche and Ron Christie.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
So today, there's got to be a good day today.
33 at the hour now on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program as we go through the top items of interest and import. Hopefully there'll be a thing or two in here that we can have a little bit of fun with, because it doesn't seem to, you know, ask yourself a question, can things get worse?
Don't ever ask that question.
Apparently the answer to that is yes. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day, Evan Mantell at the controls in our studio in Washington. The families of those 298 people whose plane was shot down over the Ukraine now have to grapple with more really horrible news. Claims that separatists have looted at the crash scene, tampered with the evidence, prevented investigators from getting to the site. 200 of the bodies sit in refrigerated train cars.
Yeah, that's so weird.
They're now, trying to figure out who shot the plane down doesn't seem to be a real big stretch here.
I mean, if you want to pretend like you didn't do it, don't mess with the crime scene. Yeah. You know, be helpful. Be like, I don't know. Didn't see anything.
They're talking about people from a part of the world. They don't think like we do. They don't think that way. They'll try, as the Malaysians did. You find one of the lessons from all of this stuff is understanding that the rest, as bad as our educational system is in America, it's better than, for the most part, what one can learn about life, about what one needs to know to survive, because the educational system in most areas of the world is awful. Some people don't even have an opportunity. Many people don't have an opportunity to get much of an education. And so you see this play out when we listen to the Malaysians try to simplistically stumble and fumble and bumble their way through what happened to the plane, and you realize what goes on in that part of the world in terms of education. And then you wonder, okay, if they're this stupid, how do they run an airplane, an airline? And that's,
it's government. I mean, isn't Malaysia
government control?
Yeah, it's government control.
Yeah. And so now, with the people who have shot down these Russian separatists who have obviously shot the plane down, and people say, oh, we've got to find some evidence. What more evidence do you need? Meanwhile, they stand there with guns and they're going to shoot anybody who comes in with a television camera. Any investigators that come in from the international agencies that represent air traffic control or in general the people, Boeing has sent people over there to try to figure out, you know, what's left of the plane and how can you be sure. Well, of course, everybody knows what it is. It's so simplistic that it is annoying. And yet, and nobody's gone in. You know, we keep talking about, should we send troops to help the Israelis? No, send troops. This is a place where the international community doesn't take no. They just put their feet down.
You're just practicing to be a grandpa.
I'm practicing. Put their boots is really what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Put boots on the ground, and you send people in there, and you meet force with force, and you take over the scene. I don't care who's there. It doesn't make any difference. If I'm the guy in charge, I'm sending people over there now.
Right.
Or before now.
Because it's just you're losing time. Ridiculous.
Yeah, right. And if
the fact that Putin and Obama and everybody else that we're supposed to get together haven't decided to move on this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
The whole situation is ridiculous, but it just shows you how out of control so many elements and so many places in the world are. I was reading, and I don't know, it was The Economist or something on the plane flying out here on Saturday. I read a story about Putin, Pukin Putin, and what his roots are, where he's from, how all of his buddies and he managed to gain control, why everybody's so afraid of him. It's a pretty amazing story of a guy who was left over from, he was a child, basically, that grew up in the era when the USSR came apart and apparently decided early in life that this was he was going to be the power. It's amazing to show to people an example of someone who makes up his mind he wants to do something, and then he does it with his life, setting a course and doing what you want with your life. And Putin's a perfect example. Bill Clinton's another one. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton made up his mind early in life that he wanted to be president of the United States. Hillary, when they were boyfriend and girlfriend in college, used to introduce him. Here's my boyfriend. He's going to be president one day. So, and Clinton continues to be a force for good, whereas Putin is a force for evil, for bad. Matter of fact, it's interesting. Clinton was pretty close to getting the Israelis and the Palestinians to stop fighting each other when he was in office. He was interviewed over the weekend and said what it would take to achieve peace is working it through on both sides. Well, we all know that. I don't know if there's any genius there. But he is a very... I compare him to Pukin Putin only in the fact that he was never a reluctant leader. He always wanted to be the leader. Putin always wanted to be the leader. I think many of the people that we have around today, I don't even know that much about Obama because knowing more about him doesn't appeal to me, frankly. I don't care. There's not much about him that I find intriguing or interesting. Never did. Haven't since he was president, and doubt that I will have much interest in him as he moves forward. I just find him to be a blank slate on the wall. When you look back at George W. Bush, was he
a
reluctant
for leadership? Probably, but maybe he personally
wanted to.
Maybe
I'm not sure
he didn't
wanted
want it.
To.
Yeah, but
I mean, let's think about it. The people who have been did Dwight Eisenhower want to be president? No, he really didn't. But he was brought into the situation because there wasn't really good leadership. Harry A. Truman, he didn't want to be president at all. John F. Kennedy didn't want to be president, really. His father goaded him into it. Okay, LBJ, he wanted to be president? It depends, I guess. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think he would have been one because of the culture of the people who were in his life and how he was brought up to believe in control and power, and that's sort of something he groomed himself for. So I would say he wasn't reluctant there. He became reluctant as it became obvious he didn't know what he was doing. He did a horrible job. He was a terrible president. And then after LBJ, it was Gerald Ford, and he didn't want to be president. Jimmy Carter wanted to be president, but wasn't a good one and didn't last. Ronald Reagan, did he want to be president? I was never sure about that. What do you think? Do you
think
Ronald Reagan wanted to be president?
I don't think he would have. I mean, he had no reason to run, really, unless he wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm asking for opinions and thoughts. Who of the presidents in your lifetime really wanted to be president? Very few of them. I suggest we would find that out if we dug around a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
I'm going to call my medium right now.
All right, good for you. Her name is Maria, by the way. 888-302-3684. Here's some troubling video. Another Garner in the news. This one is Eric Garner, not James Garner. Eric Garner had both hands in the air as a New York police officer was trying to arrest him. And one of the police in this video grabbed him in a chokehold. Garner was dead soon after that. Now his friends and family, incensed by what happened, the mayor of New York, Mr. Blah Blasio, says the video is very troubling. A police organization said the officer should be given the benefit of the doubt. Have any of you seen this? This is really the whole story is very troubling. All right, and so Richie has seen it. What do you think as you look at it?
It looks to be another case of police harassing a guy. Apparently he was selling under black market cigarettes. And he was saying, I didn't do anything wrong. And then they tried to force him. And he didn't want to go down. And they took him down and got him in a chokehold. It was definitely... I mean, the guy was not posing any threat. Mm-hmm. Although he was resisting arrest. And he was saying, not again, it's not going to happen again, type
right,
thing.
Right, it was more verbal, as I recall. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
It was very verbal. It was just like, hey, man, you know. But they took him down, and you know, the guy was a big dude, and once five or six of them were on him, but there was people all over the place with video. So, you know, rule number one, and what's his name? Not Chris Rock, but Chris Rock has a video on this. Don't break the law.
Right.
And if a cop tells you whatever, you know, do it. And this guy didn't do it. He broke the law. And
there
are
other ways to fight back.
And yeah, there's a time and a place for this, and that wasn't it. And they're going to take you down.
Hmm. We had an interesting, this not so much correlated to this, but our police are under investigation. LAPD is under investigation. I don't know if you heard about it when you were in town, Dougie, but there was a police officer going over Mulholland, which is at night can be a very dark and windy street.
Yep.
And
the daytime
hit,
is windy.
It is. Yeah. It is. Just not as dark. He hit a bicyclist and killed him. And his alibi was that he was driving fast because he was on his way to a call, but yet he didn't have a siren on. So now, again, it's to give the police officer the benefit of the doubt because he was driving fast even though he didn't have a siren on, and he killed this guy. So now what do you do? I mean, other than a lawsuit to the city, do you think he'll see any trouble?
Easy enough to prove whether he was actually on his way to a call
exactly.
or not.
Exactly.
I mean, everything is gone through the call center and everything's documented.
But shouldn't he have to have a siren on?
Not necessarily. If you're going through
a windy canyon, I would.
If I were to call and say that there's a guy in my backyard breaking into my house, police wanted to roll up silent so that they could catch him, if they hear the sirens three blocks away, the guy's gone.
Hmm.
So sometimes they like to roll up silent so that they can actually catch somebody.
Well, there can be a debate about that. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. The body of Casey Kasem seems to be missing.
MIA.
The Washington State funeral home where his body was. Says,
I was just with him over the weekend.
He's in Montreal. Good for you, Richie. After reading news stories over the weekend that his remains are missing, this fellow, who is president of the Gaffney Funeral Home in Tacoma, said the remains have been moved to Montreal. So why would that be a place to send his body?
And why don't you give this guy some peace? I mean, wow.
Well, he's at peace.
Yeah, he's at peace.
There should be dignity in death. And for Casey Kasem, it's been rough, that's for sure.
It's really a rather strange reality, isn't it? Huh? Get right down to it. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories.
Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Summer's here. Time to show off the season's latest fashions. But sometimes preparation's as important as the outfit. I'm Risa Jill Miller, here with leading Hollywood stylist Erin Walsh, who's teamed up with Dove Advanced Care Deodorant to challenge women everywhere to embrace this summer's stylish sleeveless looks.
Sleeveless styles are a must in summer for any woman's wardrobe. It's a look that communicates both power and confidence. I know some women can be uncomfortable with the appearance of their underarms. That's why I'm challenging women to look and feel their best in sleeveless by using Dove Advanced Care Deodorant, formulated with Nutria Moisture to reduce shaving irritation and offer softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days. Plus, it will keep you feeling fresh and confident. Check out Dove.com for the chance to win a VIP styling session with me during Fashion Week in New York City.
Dove Advanced Care Deodorant offers 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is available at retailers nationwide. Visit Dove.com for more. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map.
Forty-seven past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer, Rich, and Ken with you. Doug is running around the. He's not at the farm today, is he? He's
no,
in L.A.
He's in Los Angeles.
He's in Los Angeles. Yeah. All right. So, Ken, what's going on over at the poll there at DougSteffens.com?
We have a story at DougSteffens.com remembering James Garner about his life in entertainment. And the poll is about which TV show or movie of his is your favorite. The choices are Maverick, The Rockford Files, The Great Escape, Murphy's Romance, The Notebook, Other. I had to put that in because there's so many great choices.
Where's the one with the tank?
The tank.
And Too Hard to Pick Just One.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go just because I remember being thinking as a kid, he was like attractive, even though I was really young. I would say Murphy's Romance. He was attractive in that.
Wow.
I know.
I'd have to go with either the Rockford Files or Maverick, and I'm going to go with the Rockford Files.
You know,
I'd have to go with the Rockford Files, too.
We were talking, Rich, about iconic characters on television, because over the week, well, yesterday, when the word started leaking out that he passed, people were saying that James Garner's character in Maverick was just as iconic as Jack Bauer is to, you know, Kiefer Sutherland
is
to 24.
Oh, yeah.
So then we
yeah.
started talking about, and that's actually a question on our Facebook page right now, who are the most iconic characters in television? And for the drama side, I'm going to say that there, I mean, it's got to be Jack Bauer and James Garner. We're talking about on the comedy side, Archie Bunker, Lucy Ricardo. Those are also very big icons on that side of the
thing. You know, and you kind of touched on what I was thinking about this over the weekend is like, now that we're losing all of these iconic actors, who is in our time right now? Okay, these were all when we were kids, you know, the three of us.
We've played this game already.
Yeah, I mean, who now?
It's Seinfeld. It's probably Seinfeld or Friends, like the cast of Friends would be iconic. But I think the people, like the young kids of today would say the icons are like the Big Bang Theory. That's a big TV show.
Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men, maybe.
I guess, yeah. I guess you can make a case for that. It's, you know, but it's weird
same,
because,
though.
Well, to us,
right?
Because we didn't grow up with them, but you know, it's weird. It's just it seems different you know, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Well, because then TV shows ran for a long time. You'd have TV shows that ran for, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Now TV shows, if they make it 4 or 5 seasons, they're pretty lucky.
Yeah, it's a
and the seasons theory. Were longer, too.
Right.
That's right.
Then.
Yeah, they were all 24. No.
I'd say people would think Breaking Bad was iconic, that Walter White character, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that's in reruns. Or gets into reruns, I think will be the one where we're going, that's a James Garner.
Right.
So, all right, it's 51 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Happy the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time now as Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I and you, more importantly, find out about a new app that will help you find your phone. So those of you who are prone to losing your phone, and I guess there are a number of you who are in that category. I know a lot of times you put it in your pocket, in your shirt pocket. I know it's happening.
Or you try calling yourself, over. Listening.
Right. One way or the other.
Right. Do I hear it vibrating?
Hello? Anybody home?
iPhone has Find My iPhone, yeah. And I use that quite a bit.
Do you really?
Yes.
All right, well, Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter for technology issues, has the info on this new app coming right up here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, how many times have you asked a friend to call your phone because you couldn't find it? Whether it slipped behind the couch cushion or was left in a jacket pocket, there are plenty of hiding places that phones love to hide. Thanks to a new app called Marco Polo, however, finding your phone just got a lot easier and more fun. Available for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, Marco Polo lets you find your devices by yelling for it. Just like at the pool, shout Marco, and your device will respond, Polo. The app runs silently in the background until you need it and can be customized with 30 different voice options. You can even change the input phrase to whatever words you want to shout. Marco Polo isn't the most important app you can download to your iDevice, but it's practical and even a little fun. If you always seem to be losing your phone, you can download Marco Polo in the App Store for just 99 cents. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
I'm Shelley Palmer for the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDOW.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more or a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
So apparently Miley Cyrus is the latest celebrity to be pronounced dead.
But she's not dead, Dougie. It's okay.
Social media hoaxes. Facebook post that went viral this past weekend said that Miley Cyrus was found dead in her L.A. home after she overdosed. However, the bogus post was a scam to send users who click to a bunch of surveys that make money for the scammers. And so what happens in this circumstance? What punishment is meted out to these people that create
these new area of crime, that's for sure.
If they catch them,
yeah,
that would be the first thing. Usually these
hard
things,
to figure out though,
they don't catch anybody.
They don't know.
It's kind of like when you would call the ambulance on people, or you'd call the SWAT team saying that you were being held hostage in your house. You know, they would do that to do swatting to celebrities.
Although, I just spoke to a gentleman, had a meeting with a guy last week, and he was telling me about a lawsuit he was involved with that he had to catch a guy who had signed him up personally for all kinds of porn sites and delivered pizza to his house and magazines and all kinds of things, just wreaked total havoc on his life. He went to the cable operator and sued them to get the IP address of who signed him up, and they were able to catch the guy. He took the guy to court, and he's suing him for millions of dollars right now.
Really?
Yep.
Has the guy
guy arrested?
Really?
Yep.
Huh. All right. Also, in terms of social media, study at DougStefan.com today, looking into the link that may be common among those who use Facebook and the divorce rate. I would think that would be more a dating thing than it would be Facebook for the study.
All kinds of bad things happen on Facebook.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.